Physicians across the country have a message for the National Rifle Association. Gun violence is our concern. The American College of Physicians has called for policies it said would reduce gun violence. In November, the NRA said on Twitter that doctors overstepped. Someone should tell self-important, anti-gun doctors to stay in their lane, the tweet said. It prompted thousands of responses, many from doctors who say gun violence is their lane. Side Effects Public Media's Jake Harper spoke with one of them, Dr. Ben Rogers, a neurosurgeon in Indianapolis.
What was your reaction to that tweet when you saw it?
My reaction was, you know, this is a medical problem. All the physicians that I know that take care of trauma patients or that work in emergency rooms or anything along those lines strongly felt that they were well within their lane. This is exactly my lane. I see patients full of bullet holes all the time. This is where I belong. I have the right and the duty to advocate for prevention.
Can you talk to me a little bit about that? Like what do you see in your work as a neurosurgeon?
So my role, if we have a patient with a gunshot wound to the head, it's aggressive management of all of their normal bodily functions, airway, breathing, circulation, and the trauma surgeons are the ones aggressively helping with that. It's one of the most devastating injuries you can have. Overall mortality, very high. The morbidity as far as neurological deficits after such an injury is incredibly high. Complications rates are terribly high. So they're difficult to manage patients. And then the gunshot wounds to the spine, again, neurologically devastating often. Patients with spinal cord injuries, quadriplegic, paraplegic. And we get several of those patients a year.
Can you tell me about, you know, someone came in with an injury like that?
I've taken care of two police officers that were shot in the line of duty doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Bad guy with a gun shoots the police officer. One of those cases, the officer died from his injuries. The other one made, a spectacular recovery, certainly markedly better than would be expected, but he still has neurological effects from his gunshot wound.
How do these injuries affect doctors, and do doctors feel emotional effects from dealing with gun violence in the OR or in the emergency room?
I think a lot of physicians are able to sort of shut off some emotion because our job is to do whatever damage control we need to do. And I could say if there's emotion up front, when we get called to the ER to see a gunshot wound, the first emotion I feel is a little bit on the angry side. It's always some victim of violence or a victim of a crime, but it didn't have to happen, right? This is, you know, here I am having a quiet evening of call or seeing other neurological things on call, and then this stupid thing comes in. It's just senseless. I'm sure the trauma surgeons would say, you know, here I am taking care of a patient with a bunch of holes in his liver again, you know, when we should be doing something to prevent these kind of things.
So doctors obviously deal with the downstream effects of a lot of public health issues, but gun violence being one of them. I mean, when it comes to advocacy around an issue like gun violence, I mean, to the NRA's point, why should we care what doctors say about the policy side of this debate?
Well, because gunshot wounds, without a doubt, are a medical problem. Physicians advocated for seatbelt laws. And it turns out it's a good thing because there's fewer deaths in automobile accidents because people wear seatbelts now. What does a doctor know about how a car works? If the physicians can't advocate, at least on behalf of gunshot wound victims, then who's going to?
That was Side Effect Public Media's Jake Harper talking with Indianapolis neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Rogers.